Rabbi, today we get to then a sugya, Hanukkah sugya. We have in the past, we learnt this from Kivega, I think, in the past. It was a special request to do this again this time, and so I've always got grace of Chavivas to be able to learn any of Kivega, and something which we can learn inside. And Yonah Hanukkah is perhaps something the covered Hanukkah, which will give ourselves an opportunity to do something a little bit different. But I'd like to follow some of the Sibri Kivega is widely quoted, even in the Mishabru and other places. But I'd like to learn it inside. If you learn it together inside, it has it's much more meaningful if we learn the Kivega Svaras and the Kivega discussion through the words and the Seder of this Tshuva. Very interesting, from a number of perspectives, the Chidushim and the Svaras and the Cheshbonis that Kivega makes in the Shaila. And the Shaila is as it begins, we'll learn it together inside and try and understand perhaps what the Hanochas and Stodin of Kivega. He begins with the Shaila that he wrote in Tshuva Yud Gimel Chelik Beis, but Misha Hidlik Ner Chanukah B'Leil Ches, somebody who lit Ner Chanukah B'Leil Ches, V'Shochach L'Vorach Al Hadlokosa. And he got very involved in doing the Hadlokah, and he didn't realize before, Ken Amol Machen, you get very busy with preparing and getting the oil right and getting the light right, and he started going, and he started lighting his menorah, and after he realized, he hadn't made the brochas yet. V'Shochach L'Vorach Al Hadlokosa. Middle of the Hadlokah, remember that he hasn't made the brochas of Arab. Hotar Ashayla, whether he should now make the brochas or not, the middle is up to 1, 2, 3, it's grad on Leil Ches, that was the story that happened, the Maisa Shahoyon, Leil Ches of Chanukah. He was midstream, hadn't finished, and he remembered that he hadn't made the brochas, and the Shayla is whether he could do it then. That was the Shayla. By the time of this time, this Shaila got to the Rukhvegan back, it was long after Leil Chanukah, and it wasn't the middle of the Hadlokah any longer. Of Akaponim, that was the Shaila that was this era at the time. I don't even know when this Shaila was presented to the Av Besin of Mice. Sorry?
Could have been any night?
Yeah, it could have been any night. The story, this is a simpler story. It could have happened after day one, it could have happened any time. Yeah, after day one. Sorry, middle of Adlocker. All that started with Adlocker is good. This was the story. That was the Maisa. It was in the middle. And we'll see the Cheshbonis about where the Halacha would be. It could happen afterwards. It could happen at the end of Adlocker also. This story that you forgot to make the Brochas, and we'd have to make the Cheshbonis as to what the din would be under such circumstances. But the case that Rabbi Kivega discusses is how to make the Adlocker, day two, day three. And he remembers he hasn't made, the next guy comes next to him, starts to make a Brocha, he realizes he hasn't made the Brocha. So the question is, what should he do? Sure. He prepared the nitz of the menorah and everything. He prepared his shamash. He was getting, for one reason, got distracted. The chesed shavos. He started to light, and then he realized that it can happen. Zot der azay. Rabbi said, "Lomazet the cheshbonis that we can make it work." It's very interesting. Nearly, he starts the following: the bichas ala nisim, the heshech yonu im kira lein beleil im ira kain beleil aluf. That means to say that generally on day 8 the question of Shechayonim is not Nogea. Although there is a discussion about some of the Mishabru and the Achronim, if somebody hasn't made Shechayonim yet, whether he can do it on any day of Chanukah. Very interesting discussion actually, whether the Shechayonim can be said any other time. But Al-Kalponim, Rabbi Kivega said, if it were to be on the first day, and you've done your first light, and you've forgotten all the brachas. So he says like this, the Shechayonu on the first day, or the Sha'osa Nisim on any day, you can make after the Hadlokah as well. That he doesn't have a problem with. Those brachas can be made afterwards also. After Miyad Shehidlik HaNeir Goma Mitzvahs Hadlokosu. Although once he's lit, he's finished, whether he's lit all of them, or one of them, if it's on day one, the Kolmokim Bevaruch HaYisom, Favos. Mecha Tesi, you can make these brachas afterwards. The Loigora Miroye de Mevorech, the bracha of the Sha'osa Nisim, he makes a bracha on Ner Chanukah. Sorry?
Kishiroya,
yeah. The Loigora on the Roya, when he makes a bracha Kishiroya. What does that mean? What's the din of the Roya? The Roya, in the case of the Gemara, is talking about somebody who had no menorah. He had no opportunity to be able to light candles for whatever reason. But he saw somebody else's Hadlokah. He saw a Ner Chanukah of somebody else. Is that interesting to din, this din of Roya? So staying in the world, that Roya Ner Chanukah, he can make the bracha. He can't make the Hadlik Ner Chanukah because he's not being Yotze with that Hadlokah B'chalal. Because innate the bracha she'os on nisim, that bracha he can make, because he can connect with the idiom of the nisim from somebody else's neiros as well. The main is not Rabbi Kivega, if you finished your neiros, you're no worse off with your neiros than you were to be with somebody else's neiros. So you're not worse off than a roya. So maybe you can make the bracha loigora from somebody who is a roya neir chanukah, who hasn't made any brachas and hasn't had any hadlokah, can make a neir, can make a brachas aroya. So Mamela, the brachas aroya, he can certainly make. Brachas aroya, which is a bracha on the osanissim on the neir chanukah, can make.
Can make as well.
Sorry?
Can also make
shechiyanu. Yeah, shechiyanu you can make also because it's the first day of the pshita, the imloi baruch miyad mitchiles riyosom, mikol mokem bevorach ba'oid sheroyom. The dichas aroya doesn't need to be immediately when they were lit to begin with. The aroya, whenever he sees the neir, is machter a dichas aroya. Mamele, he's not worse off than somebody who sees neir chanukah. He sees his ein egen neiris. He can make the bracha. Va'af reshit es achilke malabach do tapsashikul kasher of zich. He says why. The svir lebemat lakeches ishtei olav veveisei einem bevarach al aroya. He says, here, this is technically not 100% the same as a regular roya. The Gemara is talking about a roya of somebody who hasn't got any neiros. Oh, but he sees neiros al chaviroi. Can a machan a brocha on the end of neiros? So he says, the gap of that, and that's not tied in with doing the hadlocker. So even if hadlocker's been done, a machan a brocha is a roya, he can do that as well. It's not worse than anybody else. Zogga roba, lemaisa, this is a little bit different to lucha oira, favos. Because here we're talking about somebody who was mekayim a hadlocker of neir chanukah. And he says the following interesting shayla. The Bach has a discussion. For somebody who is not lighting his own candles, but his wife is doing on his behalf at home. The halacha is that you can be yotze with your wife's hadlocker at home. Ishle madlikose, ishle is kegufo. She can do the hadlocker for him at home. And even if he's not at home at the time, if she's mad at the neighbors, it can be yotze with that. And we have circumstances where people are in transit and people are travelling. And if that's the relevant for them, the wife can light for them as a kenan yotzezak. Yes, on the Bach Zayin to Santa Shaila. Somebody for whom there's been a hadlokas of anoira on his behalf at home. He wasn't there. He didn't hear the brochas. He didn't see the anoira. He sees somebody else's anoira. He's travelling. He's out of the house, whatever it may be. Unezet anoira shal chaviroi. Should he make a bichas haroi on these other anoiras? Perhaps yes, because the vayilot anish kemach kishum brochas nish. He hasn't seen his own anoira. So machin shal sanisim on the anoira that he sees. The Bach Zok, no. The Bach says that because he's had the hadlocker that's done on his behalf, Emachnish can bechas haroya on somebody else's neiros. The bechas haroya is there for somebody who didn't have any hadlocker. He wasn't yoytzer with any hadlocker. All his shaychus with the candles that he has is seeing somebody else's candles, machas bechas haroya. Oh, but for somebody who's had hadlocker done on his behalf, he's had everything. Ezeit yo, ezeit nish, for him a bechas haroya is not relevant, Bechal. Those are the Bach. In these circumstances, it's not possible to suggest that he can make a bichas aroya, because he's done hadlocker. He's made the hadlocker on his egen and neiros. So lechayre making a bichas aroya on your neiros is comparable to the case of the Bach where you've had the hadlocker with your neiros and you make a bichas aroya on somebody else's neiros. What's the nafkamina? Of the Bach says that you can't make a bichas haroya on somebody else's neiros if you're done a hadlocker, then you can't come and tell me that you can still make a bichas haroya if you've done a hadlocker. That's not the roya of the Gemara of the Shulchan Aruch. So Rabbi Kveig Nishtas, then he says a very interesting chiddush. He says like this: V'af l'shitas achulkim al Bach v'svir luhud v'madlekes ishtas. So it's a chulkim al Bach. The Bach seems to hold that you can't make a bichas haroya, but those who are chulkim al Bach v'svir luhud v'madlekes ishtas lo b'vesei einem mevorach al aroya. Those who hold that if you've had the hadlocker done on your behalf, you don't make a bracha on seeing other people's neiros. Hainu, kiven sheyetze b'hadlocker im kain hadlocker ubirchosok in lehidliku b'beisoi. There the pshat is when ishle madlikosa b'beisoi, he's yetze with everything that his wife's done for him. Hotagat hadlocker, hotagat brochas, he's had everything on his behalf. It was said there's no mokin to do anything for the birchas aroya, which is relevant for him any longer, because that's also been done on his behalf. The Gemara at a birchas aroya where you had nothing done, you can make aroya. Zok darabeli deke chiddush Rabbi Kivega. But if you've done the hadlocker without any brochas, then at the end of the day there is still a mokin for you to make a birchas aroya on the hadlocker, whether you've done the hadlocker or not. If there have been no brochas that have been said on your behalf, There's still a reason for you to be able to say Berchas Haroya on your Neiros or somebody else's Neiros, no difference. Mamela's Dr. Azoi, Seda Alocha, that seeing Neiros in itself is a Sibba to be Machayev a Berchas Haroya. You have not said the Berchas Haroya, and you can still say Berchas Haroya, although you have been Machayev the Hadlocha, Hadlocha, yeah. And there's a mockim to say, if you've done the hadlocha, maybe there's no birchas haroya zoktane. Los anish richtig. The only consideration that there may be that you've lost the birchas haroya is if you've had somebody who's being moitzi you with hadlocha. Tzavim the brochas. Somebody who on your behalf has done hadlocha with brochas. That's the machlokes between the bach and the chilkin as to whether you can still go ahead and make us a birchas haroya. But when no brochas have been said, so you haven't had a brocha of Sha'asa Nissen being said for your adlocka, Kesamachan of Yemen's adlocka. Those are Rebbe. The emes is that this idea that you can be yotze with somebody else's brocha is a very, very big chiddush. He didn't hear the brochas, he wasn't there, B'Sha'as Meisah. What's up our Shaykhs with the brocha that Ishtem had Likosa Rebbe Beitzah? Pashtun is the case of Ishtem had Likosa Rebbe Beitzah, I've added the hadlocka is being yotze with adlocka's Ishtoi. But that the brochas that she made can be considered like he made the brochas of them as Echach Ishtik and Gufay on the brochas that he made, which I'm already looking for some idea. So it's a whole Mechudishtik, a kind of phenomenon that you can be considered that the brochas you've already been yotze without having heard them, without. Somebody who was there, B'Shaz Maisa. He wasn't there. But because the Ishtay Madlikosa Bebeisa, it's considered the Hadlocker which is done on his behalf, which is true, that's clear. So it's a Hey Zain Hadlocker. So even the brochas which have been said on that kiyilu about b'chenach hadlokah mit brochas. Sorry? Yeah, but arevus is only shaykh if you hear the brocha, you yotze the brocha. What's the shaykh? I can make a brocha somebody else who doesn't hear it, doesn't see it. Doesn't. The hadlokah is the maisa mitzvah, grad, the ishlik yigufa, they're considered shutfim in this maisa. So this maisa is done, like you have a shliach to do your hadlokah. You can have an ishtik yigufa, which is in a higher level even than shlichas. But to say that the brochas can be done also Ishtay Kegufa and saying brochas, which you have no shaykhs, it's a way to get chiddush. That's what Rebbe Kveik. That's what Rebbe Kveik has been mitzadik. So he's saying that whatever this discussion may be, when Ishtay Madlikosu Bebeise with brochas, because the hadlocha with brochas has been done on your behalf. Over here, where the brocha is missing, even though you've done a hadlocha, over the Bichas Haroya is still as relevant for you as if you would, or wouldn't have done that hadlocha, no difference. And Mamela, you can make a Bichas Haroya on your own neighbors. Just like somebody who has had no hadlocha can bechas and bechas around somebody else's neighbors. Memela is not the first stage is straightforward. The bechas mitbat. Im kein hadlocha berchos oki lehid legum abeisa. Ima she'ekein heche dehidig v'loi berich. The meheche tesis of the name of the igora koiche b'ma she'hidlig b'ilu lo hidlig. What difference does it make if he's been madlig or not been madlig? The bechas haroya is still calling. There's still a sivir to be mechayev a bechas haroya, whether or not it's your hadlocha or somebody else's hadlocha. What's up? It's yen hadlocha, your hadlocha. No, there's no svara in Rabbi Kveger's eyes to say that the fact that you've done a hadlocha takes away the option to do a bechas haroya. What's up? It's your hadlocha, somebody else's hadlocha. The bechas haroya can certainly make. The discussion of the bach is because brochas were made also on your behalf. Devils have finished. Okay. The chibishvil shehidlik gam kein pokam imenu chiyuv ze, because it's done a hadlocha. It's pocket the chiyuv roya, but emes is not so posh. There would be a tzad to say that somebody who's been yotze the chiyuv hadlocha, the roya neiros is binkoim the hadlocha that you've done. There's two ways to shaykh to the mitzvah. You can do the mitzvah gufa. If you haven't done the mitzvah gufa, then chalapochas you've got a second rate, a second class kind of a shaykh. It's a roya neiros is a shaykh in the mitzvah. To say that somebody who's actually done the hadlocha can still be included in the second oifen of roya. It's not so posh. Rebbe Kveger says it's posh. Meicha teisi because you've done hadlocha. But the roya can still house machan a brocha the roya. Why you think a chiddush? To me, as I say, that itself is a chiddush of Rebbe Kveger's cheshem because you could well understand that the bichas haroya is only a compensation for those who haven't done hadlocha. Being yotze hadlocha and also having a din roya alongside each other is a chiddush that the two things go together. But Rebbe Kveger says posh. Meicha teisi. There's no reason that you should lose the din roya just because you made the hadlocha. Normal, you make your asa nisim on the hadlocker, on aroya. Oh, but he didn't make on the hadlocker, because the machabi didn't roya. As I said, Rebbe Kveik. That's posher by him. The chisha, as I say, each line of this is an interesting svara. There's what to discuss about this. The chivishvil shehidlik gam kein pokam menuchi of ze. Vaft vagol shulchan oruch kosav ashe maril. In Tovkuf, I involve takashtek dot niramo. It brings that you should be careful to do all the brochas koit in the hadlocker. V'yivorech kol habrochus koydem sheyadlik. That's tof kuf reish ayin vov siv kotten base. Kosta v'shem aril. V'yivorech kol habrochus koydem sheyaschel hadlik. Although state that you're supposed to make the brochas before. Un ich zog doch habekendoch machem lebichas avoyaraya afterwards also. Hayne lachatchilo. Lachatchilo yitach you should make all the brochas before. Aval d'yeved nira d'bevorech neisus man. Zman l'chari is more poshub. Akaponu you can make the brocha meis asha osa nisim. The other rabbi, Mishom Ktsav Zeraya, he says, from this din that the Ramoyin Shulchan Aruch, the Maril, finds it necessary to point out, Amuzol Machin, the Allah Brochas, Koidim Mahadloka, Midah Hutzrach HaRamor, Lichtoiv Zeh Adin Kam, the Ramor doesn't come and tell us every single time that you make Brochas, Mach the Brocha for the Mitzvah. The Brocha doesn't tell us that every time. That's Pasha that you make the Brochas before the Mitzvah. Why does the Ramor find it necessary to mention over here that the Brochas need to be made before the Mitzvah? So the Valdo is the Atzad that the Brichas Haroyah should also listen to the Chamachas Shpeta Eichet. Lachatchili should do it before, and that's the point that he's making. Made the Hopshita do Michal Kol HaBrochas, the Baruch Eilu Zaloi Velasi Yosef, Vostaf and Hoban Asif and Ilchas Chanakin to tell me to make it earlier. Elavada Adelein and Nesus Man Loi Shech Kol Kach Oi Velasi Yosef. That's him, the Gav Shech Yona, the Gav Brichas Haroyah, the Gav Shech Nisim. In Ishto Oi Velasi Yosef, it's not really a Broch on the Maisa Mitzvah. Lozeish biyodet u komokim lachatchila yivorech yorch tchila v'yesh litchis ish karaya u mikomokim asfar nir kemishik asaf. So Rebbe Kivega is saying the first nekuda Rebbe Kivega is amestaba is that the person can the also nisim you can make afterwards because for somebody who's not made it he's not worse off than a roya somebody else's neiros he's done the hadloka otu nishyotzi given the chelik of also nisim and meila you do it midin roya. But Derech Agav is taka interesting. If Rebbe Kivega, if it's so poshut to Rebbe Kivega that you can make that you have a chiyuv to make a bichas haroya even on your own neiros, even if you mekayim hadlaka, which as I say, it's a mokim which you could argue about lachayra, because there would be a mokim to suggest that for somebody who's been mekayim mitzvah himself, he doesn't have this din roya. But Rebbe Kivega says it's poshut to him that he does. It's taka chiddush that you make the sha'os on this generally before you've done the hadlaka. Because l'chayra, you would have thought that it's more appropriate to make the bracha asa nisim once you've lit the menorah. Zolman koil zayin, and everybody's had locker the asa nisim on the roya as well. Why do we not rather light the menorah and then say to asa nisim as a roya were to do? Why does the person not do it also be Torah's roya as well as the had locker? So if you say that person who does his ad locker doesn't have a din of roya b'chlal, his yoitza, the pirsuminis and the shaykhis with the had locker, there's no reason to make asa nisim afterwards. But if he has a din roya as well, it's like a chiddush, why you should do it before? So also nisim is on the maisa hadlaka, the ikka, besides for the reis and nisim. Not kloy gansu. About the ponit, Rebbe Kivega zog tasi poshet, that if you haven't done it, the also nisim you can do afterwards, loy gora, the reya neris chavei, reya do adin shechayonu if it's on the first.
Only on the night, not in the day.
Yeah, the shechayonu is a discussion whether you can make it on the yontav of Chanukah, not on hadlakas neris. The osanism you couldn't make any no. Oh yeah, the osanism is only on the ness of the neiris. If you don't have neiris anymore, you can't make the osanism any longer. But as long as you have shaykhs of the neiris, you can still do it. The zman you could perhaps do any time of Hanukkah. There's a discussion actually amongst the poskim whether the shechayonu is only on the mitzvah hadlokas menorah or on the yontav of Hanukkah bechlal. If somebody's lights have gone out already or that he remembers the next morning, can he make shechayonu on the yontav of Hanukkah? That's a discussion. Or back upon him, the osanism is the bracha that you make on the gilui hanes through the menorah. So he can do it on his neighbors midin roy. Fine. So those two brachas, one way or another, if shechiyonu is negeya or any time the roya is negeya, he can make those brachas even if it's finished his adlocker. That's not a shay. Achleinim brachas lahadlik of them. Frankly, collector of kivega shayla, but lechayra azoy. Kvagoma mitzvosim miyad kushehidlik nerechot. The masha moisef aneiros rak machmas hidur mitzvah deloy shayach lavorcho. That's his azoy. If you would have finished the Adlok, let's talk about a case which is l'chayra more simple. Not so simple, but l'chayra more simple. If you would have finished the Adlok, and you remembered afterwards, you didn't make any of the brachas. You done one on the first night, and then you remember the three brachas. So the last two you can do. The first bracha, l'chayra, you can't do anymore, because once you've been mekayim the mitzvah, the hadlik ner shel chanukah you've done. And we hold the halacha that the chiyuv to make the bracha over l'asiyosin is ma'akiv, you can't make it afterwards, even b'di'evet. So once you've been yotzei hadlaka, it's finished, end it. So maybe Rekveja Zolta Chazoy. Once you've, if you were to have finished your hadlaka, clearly you wouldn't be able to make a bracha lahadlik any longer. Because this gendik, the mitzvah's been done, you can't make the bracha lahadlik any longer. Here, that's not so poshut. Because you're in the middle. The case that Rebbe Kivega was discussing was somebody remembered during his hadlaka that he hadn't made the brachas. So now it's in lachayri kutayna that he's not yet finished his ma'isa hadlaka. It's still over lasi yosom because he's still in the middle of his ma'isa hadlaka. So he's still able to make lahadlik because he's still doing the ma'isa mitzvah. So Rebbe Kivega, what doesn't ishtazay poshut favos? Because we all know be'etzem that the ikichi of hadlakas tamanayra. There's only one light. You're not b'chuyiv to do all the extra yomim, keneged, the each day as the Chanukah as it comes, to be moisif for ha'iluf, this is only mahadrin, mahadrin, mina mahadrin perhaps, al-kaponim, it's only a hidur mitzvah that we do, keneged, the yomim ha'yotzim, keneged, the all the extra days that are ahead of you. So all the days of Chanukah that have passed, yeah. Al-kaponim, so now we've got the following discussion. You're in the middle of a mitzvah where the ikkakim of the mitzvah you've been yotze already. The ikkakhiyuv is finished. Once you've done one light, that's a yotze given. All you're doing now is hidur mitzvah. All you're doing, if you were to stop there, that's the yotze given. The ikkab had lokas chanukah, you've been yotze. What you are continuing to do after light one is mahadrin. It's to be mahadrin a mitzvah. So, Rebbe Kivega, now we have to have a new discussion. And that's a new discussion. Can you make a bracha on a hidur mitzvah? If all you have at the moment ahead of you is hidur mitzvah, not the ikichiv mitzvah, you've done that already, if you have to stop your yotze. But we're doing hidur mitzvah. Kemen yetz machan a brocha of hidur mitzvah. Is it shaykh to make a brocha on hidur mitzvah? Is hidur mitzvah machayv a brocha? Can you make a brocha lahadlik on hidur mitzvah? Grisa shayla, nuger in various places. Sorry? If it goes out.
Yeah,
say that. If God's off, you're not Yotzi Yekachiv. Could you make a new brocha? Could be that you Yotzi the first brocha.
Yeah, no,
if you never made a brocha, it's off. Yeah, because you're not Yotzi
Yekachiv. Could the brocha not be Megale? Does the last one is now the Yekachiv and the ones before?
Actually, yes, if it were to stop now.
You
can do that to begin with. Amosh and Yotzi Yekachiv, you can't undo a mitzvah that you've been Yotzi. If it were to stop, it's Yotzi Yekachiv. See, Rebbe Kivega Zok, now we've got a new shayla. When we're discussing this lahadlik, we're at a situation where the ikka mitzvah to Yetzi Gwende doesn't need to continue for the ikka chiyuv, or behalten mitten moisiv zan hidur mitzvah. So now we've got a discussion whether hidur mitzvah allows you to make a brocha. Is it shayla to make a brocha on hidur mitzvah? That's Rebbe Kivega's discussion. Discussion which is discussed widely amongst the poskim in a lot of different circumstances. So we can brocha. Let's see, let's say how Rebbe Kivega discusses this. Zok der Azoi. אַх, אין יום ביכס להדליק מחיר כבר גומא מצווס ומיד כשהיל דער רחוב. דמאש אבי סבנרס מאק רק מחמס הידור מצווה. דלו ישייך לבור חלוף. מחיר, you can't make a brach on hidur mitzvah. Zot Rebbe Kivega, no? You're telling me we're suggesting now pastors that the לצבונו להדליק נר כן ישמחנו on hidur. The צבונו להדליק is only the ikka mitzvah. Zot the Rechob agrees to steer to them. Why? Because we know, Be'etzen, that there are two mahadrins. One mahadrin is that everybody should do it. Ne'er l'cholechot ve'echot. And the second mahadrin is to be most of the nearest to feed the days that are going through the onset of Chanukah. So okay, let's discuss the first mahadrin. Ne'erish Rebeisai. What do we do? Be'amis ha'agris ha'machleikis ha'shoinim. It's ha'chleikis Rambam ha'shoinim, as we know, ha'chleikis Mechab and Ramo. How does this ne'erish Rebeisai supposed to happen? Is it one person, one, the balabos who does it for all the B'nai Beisai? Or is it Mr. Shteytin Ramah, the halacha lamaisa is, that every member of the family does it himself? How can the second member of the family make a brocha lahadlik? He's only doing mahadrin. The halikidin is one light for the family, everybody can be yaitse. If there's only enough for one person to light for Allah, is that a yaitse? Ah, there's a balza. That's a Rebbe Kivega. That's a Rebbe Kivega's chiddush. Every member of the family who are making a brocha after number one, they're all making a brocha on hidur. They're doing mahadrin, they didn't need to be yotzeh dikha chiyuf. And the hidur of being moisif neiris kemesh and shemach and kabrocha, so how can each member of the family make a brocha? Zog Rebbe Kivega, ve'ein lo abhi raya, d'shayach levorach ala hidur, d'anam levorach in kol b'nei beisoi, because we, our minig is the din of the Ramo is that kol echod ve'echod makes his own bracha. Nishvi the Mechaber zogt after medina neirish abeisa in ikad. Then one of them is you can be yotzei with one of them on his own. The inoch b'chal mahadrin and all the others only doing mahadrin. That's the basic mahadrin. It's kol neir l'chol echod ve'echod and everybody makes a bracha. So you can see that you're making a bracha on a hiddur zeinoy. So that's no tushtal. That's not right. Why? The Shani also, this is what Chaim mentioned. Kivon de retzoyne elios me mahadrin, because he wants to be the mahadrin to make an extra nail for himself. Kavanoso ishaloi lotzis bishel ze amadik umameda b'chuyif bedina. So the way that the mahadrin works is when everybody does it individually, the pshat is that everybody has his intention. Nish yoytze to dine with the neirish abeisa, nish yoytze to dine with the balabos, or the first one who's lit his candle. Because he wants to do the mahadrin to do it himself. So the mahadrin at the end of the day, how does the mahadrin work? The way mahadrin works is, I intend not to be yoytze with the ikichiv that I could be yoytze with the neirish abeisa, but rather to do it myself, and that's how I get to the mahadrin. Although, once I have the intention not to be yoytze with the balabos, I now become mechuyif medina. When I'm doing it, and my brother does it, and the other brother does it, and the other son does it, they're all doing it to me ikar adin. Each one of being yotze is ikar chiyav adlokas neirois, because each one intends not to be yotze with the enem. So why is that considered mahadrin? Mahadrin is gufa, that you're not being yotze with others, which you could be yotze with, and you want to do it yourself. That's the mahadrin. Very interesting idea, the way Rebbe Kveger understands mahadrin. There are a number of the achronim understand the mahadrin lehedya, not the way Rebbe Kveger does. We don't have time to see the whole herchav of this. Upon Rebbe Kveger's understanding, that the way that the mahadrin, the key of the mahadrin works, according to those who show them, according to we hold, the way we hold the halacha, that everybody does it, in this shepshat is that we yotze our ikachi with the balabos, and we're just being mahadrin to be moisif. And according to Rebbe Kveger, comes out a bit chiddush taka, that if for some reason this second person in the household never ended up doing his hadlokot, and is yotze ben b'chlal, because the intention of everybody is to be mahadrin, not to be yotze with the balabos, and so your ikachiv is still ahead of you. Mamela's not Rebbe Kveger. The reason why everybody can individually make a bracha on his hadlokot is because that becomes an ikachiv. He's not making a bracha on the hiddur. Masha'in Kain, once you are in your any one individual menorah, your hadlokah when you be moisif after neir number one, so everything else that you're doing is hidur, because that's a tzveita mahadrin, that each one could be yotze with one. Doing more is a mahadrin. So l'chayah zat rebekveger, we're stuck with a situation where the second and third light that he's doing is no longer the ikar achiyuv, and l'chayah v'hidu mitzvah kem nishmachah kembroch. L'chayah v'hidu mitzvah kem nishmachah kembroch. And the fact that every individual makes a bracha on his own, although he's doing a machmas hidur, is not considered making a bracha on a hidur, because he's making a bracha on his ikah achiyuv, because he evilzach mafkir zayin. That's the way he does the mahadrin.
So
No, no, no. So long as there's enough oil there, even if it were to blow out afterwards, it'd be yotze. You don't need to wait any time to be yotze. Yeah. Ka'amol v'amas is a v'vistosh kukul briskerov ala Rambam. The briskerov understands this whole Ramah and Rambam totally differently, and understands that avada, you be yotze, each one being yotze is only materas hidur. Just if I can explain in a word, mamash in a word, because I'd like to see this Rebbe Kveger. The machlekes mechaba and Ramah, in one sentence, about how to be yotze the hidur of doing it l'chol b'nei beisoi. Neirish beisoi means one on his own is enough, everybody agrees, that's the Gemara. The mahadrin is ne'er l'chol echad ve'echad. Now there's a machlekes, how do you do the ne'er l'chol echad ve'echad? There is a machlekes Rambam and the Rishonim, and machlekes Rambam and Tosis, and machlekes Rishonim, where the ne'er l'chol echad means that the balabos himself does a light k'neged ol b'nei beisoi, which is the way the Mechaber understands. Or the Ramah says, no, each one does it on his own. Ne'er l'chol echad means each member of the house does it on himself. It's not the balabos doing a light k'neged all the members of the family, but it's each member of the family doing it on his own. So Rebbe Kveger b'Emes is Masbir, and sorry, Rebbe Biskarov is Masbir. What's the yisod of this machlikas about whether the Mahadrin is for one person to do it for all of them, or for each individual person to do it? And he says that the yisod of this machlikas is very interesting. He says that the yisod of the machlikas is taken from Hilchas Mila and other places, but I don't want to get involved in the details. But the yisod of this machlikas is one shayla. And the shayla is it shayach to do hidur mitzvah once you've finished with the Maisa Ike Maisa Mitzvah that you've done? Ozgeli, you've done a Maisa Mitzvah and that's been finished with. Can you all of a sudden open a new chapter and start doing Hidur? Or that does hidur always by definition need to be incorporated in the etzem ma'aseh mitzvah that you're doing? When El Zog Tazayzeh Gishmach Machlokes is shown by Mila whether you can do the tzitzin amakvenes not she'en amakvenes amila, which you only do mishum hidur mitzvah. Is there any purpose in doing it once you finish with the ma'aseh mila? That's his discussion over there. But once again, Chanukah is the following. El Zog does the mechaber who holds that the hidur mitzvah is through the balabos doing it keneged kol b'nei beisoy. Is the Balabos's hadlocker, is because the Mechaber holds that there's no such thing as doing Hidu. If the Hidu were to be for the next person to do it, once the Balabos is finished, the Ikechi of Ner Chanukah is gendig, somebody else can't come along and create a new hadlocker Mishum Hidur. Hidur has to be part of the mitzvah. So the Mechaber holds that the way that the Hidu is the error that the Balabos or whatever it is doing the hadlocker for all of them, it's all part of his hadlocker. There's one hadlocker, keneged kol echad v'echad, that you can do hidur. But if his hadlocker were to be finished for somebody else to come along, a kenish on him to make a new hadlocker just for as hidur. The Ramah says there's such a thing as making a whole new maisa, which is hidur. And I can start doing a maisa hidur. And he says the machlekes whether the hidur has to be done through one person or individually is whether it's shaykh to do a hidur mitzvah which is not part of an incorporated eka mitzvah. Akbar, the way the Biskarov is learning, understands clearly, not like Rabbi Kivega. According to the Ramah, you're doing hidur mitzvah. The Ramah holds you can do hidur even after the balabos is finished, you can create a new maaser of hidur. Not the way Rabbi Kivega is understanding that the oifen in which you do the bahadrin is you may have not to be yotzei the balabos. If that's the track, it's nothing to do with the machlekes and hidur mitzvah. Okay, so let's leave that aside. Let's get to where Rabbi Kivega understands. But Rabbi Kivega's understanding that the ner l'chol echad v'echad, the pshat is that the mahadran needs to be mafkia yourself from being yoitza with a ner ishabesai, and therefore everyone's doing it ikir achit. That's what's happening, and therefore your broch is not a mahadran. However, when you once you start to be yoitza, you're in the middle of two or three or four or five, that's the mahadran, which is clearly a mahadran in your mitzvah, which you've already been yoitza. You can't make the hadakirim. Well, so I'm going to miss out the next couple of lines, although they're very relevant, but because we probably don't have much time to see the Hemshach of this Rav Kivega, each part is rather very interesting for what it is. V'ayim b'prichodosh kosaf nish'alti hoya oimed leil zayin v'kosova shehu leil vof v'hidlik vof v'achakach noida lo shehu zayin. He did, he got mixed up with it between the days. And he thought it was Leil Vav, and he did Vav Neiris, and afterwards he realized, no, that this was yesterday's event, he's supposed to do another one. Hot HaShayla V'tzorich Lahadlik Oid Echot Im Yivorich. Should he now make a brocha? Should he make a brocha on this extra one? He Shafti. Kiven the mitzvah Chanukah Neiris Shabesai V'inna Chavim Yishum Hidur Loi Boi Bruchi V'kenish Machan HaBrocha. Because what you're doing now is a brocha on a Hidur, or a brocha on a Hidur, Kemenish Machan Brocha. Now you're adding an extra, you've done six, you're doing an extra one. Broch on a hidu keminish machin kam broch. The oid arikosav beis yisav shem aruch time that we're going to leave that for the time being. I just want to mention that there's something very interesting about this prichodosh. Prichodosh says, grada that I don't make a broch on a hidu. That's what Rabbi Kivega is bringing from prichodosh. But derech agav, though, there's a very interesting point about the shit of the prichodosh that the Mishabura brings in related circumstances to this previous svara of the Rabbi Kivega. Rabbi Kivega says, Brocha on a Hidu we don't make, and he's got Prichodosh to back him on that. So Rabbi Kivega, so how does the Mahalach work of Kol Echad Ve'echad making a Brocha on his Adlokah? That's only Mahadrin, because it's Mahavan not to be Yitz. Now Rabbi Kivega is assuming that that it works, Bechlal, it's Shaykh for a person to be Mafkeh himself from the Hadlokah which the Balabos does and is Moitzi Kol B'nei Beisoy. Now I must say, Rabbi Kivega, that Svar Rabbi Kivega itself is not so simple. There's a discussion of Sfasemis in the Sugi in Shabbos Taka. Whether, if a Balabos is Madlik, for which Be'etzem is automatically Moitzi Kol B'nei Beisoy, in the Ikechiyav of Ne'er Yishu Beisoy, is it Shaykh for somebody to come and say, no, I don't want to be Yotzer with the Hadlokah? It could be that all the B'nei Bayis are automatically Yotzer with the Ne'er Yishu Beisoy. It could be it's a Hadlokah which you can't be Mafkir yourself from. Sorry? It could be there's nothing to do with being moitzi. He's not being moitzi me. If there's a ner chanuk in the house, so the Sfasemis says it depends if it's halach in the bayis, halach in the individual. That's how the Sfasemis tells the shayla. If it's halach in mitzad dechivas bayis, if you've got, if somebody's got mezuzah in his door, say yichbim mechav and nishayitz is a zach. Nishtal zazach. It's a kosher mezuzah in the door. It's a yitz. So there's a discussion, Be'emes. It's not poshut whether a person can be mafkiah himself from this din that his yaitza automatically had block of the balabos. Rabbi Kavega says it is. Rabbi Kavega says that's how the Mahadran works. But I just want to mention to you a very interesting discussion in Prichodosh himself. And that is legaba, a related halacha. Maybe it's not the same as the case of Rabbi Kavega of Ne'erach Alechot Ve'echot. But there's a siman in Shulchan Aruch which is called the Shail of Achsanoi. Achsanoi means where somebody is a guest at somebody else's house, so he can be yotze with the ikechiyuv, depending on whether it's a proper guest or not, is mishtatif b'prutah. There's a whole discussion of achsanoi being yotze with his balabos. Is ashayler azoy? There's a discussion if somebody wants to be machmer on himself to exclude himself from the din of being yotze with the balabos. Here we're talking about a case of somebody who's somach al shulchan somebody else who can be yotze with him, and he wants to be machmer on himself. So there's a discussion as to whether he can be moitzi himself. Ve'emi roitzi l'hachmer l'atzmoi, not to be yoitzi l'hadlik b'fnei atzmoi, madlik k'mavorach alein v'chein noegim. This halacha of Achsanoi, eich vil nish yoitzi zayim et yenem. I want to exclude myself from his halacha, I can do it myself. And v'chein noegim. Ve'yesh min ha'poiskim break the Mishnah Berurah, she'sovrin achrei d'chazal potru. This is talking about grant after somebody who's yoitzi with ishtoi. It's talking about somebody who's ishtoi madlikosei olof. Rambam says sometimes no gear in this discussion. The halacha that this discussion is the following. Somebody who is lovazog and has travelled away from home. He's travelled away from home for Shabbos and his wife is lighting the menorah at home. So he can be yoitzer with his light hadlokah in his house. But he wants to make his own hadlokah. Can he exclude himself from the hadlokah that ishtoi is being moitzi for him? Can he do it himself? So the Ramah has a discussion as to whether he can say, listen, ich will nicht yotze sein, and I want to make my own hadlok of my menorah. The discussion whether you can do that or not. And the Mishnah Berurah brings, v'yesh min ha'poskim she'sovrim. Achrei d'chazal patru al yidei hadlokas ishtoi, lav kol kemine loyma eini roi lotzis b'shel ishtoi v'yadlik b'loy brocha. You cannot say, I don't want to be yotze with my wife's hadlokah, and make my own hadlokah. It's something which you are automatically yotze with your wife's hadlokah. One of these poskim grada is the prichodosh. The prichodosh holds there's no such thing as saying I don't want to be yotze with my wife's hadlokah. You automatically yotze with each other. So we can see al kaponim by ishtoi when ishtoi is doing it for you, it's not so posh to assume that you can exclude yourself from being yotze such a thing. Notwithstanding that, Rabbi Kavega says it's posh that legama the halacha of neir isha beise that one person can be yotze everybody else. That you can exclude yourself from that halacha. And it's not so poshut. We'd have to know what the difference is. And the Prichodesh L'chayr will have to hold that into Rabbi Kivei, because Prichodesh is the one who holds that you don't make a broch on the Hidur. So he's L'chayr holding that, Rabbi Kivei says, because I don't need to sign for Zich. Hagamas L'gaba Ishtoi Madlikosei Olav, it's not so simple that he can exclude himself. But let's understand that maybe the two things are not toilet on each other. Ishtoi is maybe kedufa, maybe it's something which is an association which you can't exclude yourself from according to some poskim. But the neir of Ishabesa, maybe it's something that although you can be yotze with him, and the ikamisi can be yotze with him, Rabbi Kavega is assuming that the way it works is that you intend not to be yotze. So all I want to mention is that the way that Dvaila, that the way Rabbi Kavega understands the hidur of kol echod ve'echod means that he excludes itself from the hadlok of the balabos is not something which is simple to assume that you can do such a thing. It could be that once there's been a kosher hadlokas menorah in your house, you've made a yotze. Leaving aside the ishtoi kedufa, as I say, the Sfasamis in the Gemara discusses whether it's shaykh for somebody to exclude himself from this, and he understands the lomdus depending on whether the chiyuv is the chiyuv gavra or the chiyuv chiyuv is bat. Okay. But let's move on a little bit divided. So far we've seen Rabbi Kavega. Rabbi Kavega understands brocha on a hidur on its own you can't make. At least you can't make a brocha on a hidur, at least not as a machlokas, a place in which he goes on to bring. And the way that it works normally for kol echod ve'echod is by the fact that he wants to be yotze on his own. Uva emes kufi haraya beis va'beis yisef, that we're going to leave the vayla because it's a discussion which we don't have time to get involved with. Mashvad avalo avachi va'eli rabba kosev l'dai beis yisef ve'in da'at el kachav sova shaloye yosef, maybe he can't make mikol mokim chazino. Let's move on from this piece. The raya beis yisef will leave. Taprichodesh knock at the svara pshuta mishum hidur loy shaych leborich. In kate adover machlokes shnuya, the Eli Rabba holds that you can't make a broch on hidur. The Prichodesh says you can't make a broch on hidur, And therefore, Avada, in such circumstance, in the middle of Adloka, what you're left with Hidur, you can't allow yourself to go make a bracha on Hidur because it's machlokes. The Das HaBichodesh, the Inlevorech, the Das Ali Rabbi, the Boy, the Brucha, Umikomokim, the Dina Nirelim, and Idan, the Don, the Yesh Lismoich, the Vorech, the Yesh Litzadad Oit. Zorim Kveig goes there into Santa Zach. The point number one is Taka the machlokes whether you can make a bracha on Hidur. So that there's a machlokes, prichodosh and eli rabba, that on its own, we wouldn't allow ourselves a person to be mekel to make brochas when the prichodosh says on Hidur you can't make a brocha. But he says in these circumstances there are two other thing considerations that he wants to be mitzaref to allow you to make a brocha in the middle of your maisa hadlokin. Why? So there are the af benizker acha gomahad lechosoi. But the Yevorech, given the Tzorach Shir, la Hadloka, Mishiteshka Achama, or Shetichel Regal Menashuk. The Ayin Shulchan Orech, and Nosev Hashem, and Pochis Mishir, lo Yotz, Afil B'dievet. Im Kain, Kol Meshach Hadlochosei, Adayin Mitzvosei, Kayemes V'nimshach. He says, let's talk about a case where not a case where he remembers in the middle. He's finished his Hadloka, and he remembers afterwards he's made no brocha after the Hadloka. Now let's try and understand these circumstances. Pashtus, you say, once the mitzvah's over, it's not shaykh to go and make a brocha anymore. But he says, that's not so poshut. Because the mitzvah that he's done still has a kamshach. There's a continuation to this mitzvah. The mitzvah is not over and done with. Although the maisad lock is over and done with, but as long as there's a kiyum of his neiros is still burning for the half hour at least, there is a continuation for the maisad mitzvah that he's done. Yeah, v'ayin arosh perikamad b'zokim. That analogy the Rosh makes a very big chiddush. This tushta. But lama ze v'ayin arosh perikamad b'zokim kosav atam the mevorich lehisatev batzitzis lohaniach tefillin leishav basuka ule hadlik ner Chanukah. The Rosh, when he categorizes on which brachas he say al and which brachas he say la, and he say al is on a ma'isa mitzvah where the mitzvah finishes immediately. Al natinas yidayim. You make al and it's finished. Masha inkim when there's a continuation la. Is something which continues. And he compares, because there's a kiyum called zman you're wearing the tzitzis. There's a continuation to the kiyum as long as you're wearing the tefillin. And the Rosh himself says that la hadlik ner Chanukah is part, is to be understood in the same kind of a havona. Why? Yeah. Akaponim, likvoya you make also. Akaponim, the kiyum of ner Chanukah. It has a hemshach to it. There's a continuation to the kiyum so long as it's burning for the shiur that Chazal said it has to burn. Lahadli ner chanukah diyesh behem ishim shiur mitzvah. V'lo shemoyer al zeh liyo yisot v'atzitzis. Leishem v'lahadli ner chanukah shiur mitzvah. So that's what it means. K'damina v'shetechshka. K'shetich l'regam en ashuk. This is all the Rosh. So the Rosh is explaining that the mitzvah is not over after the hadlokah. Because man that is burning with the shiur that Chazal tells you there continues to be a kiyum. The Rosh himself compares them to say that there's a continuation to the kiyum of the mitzvah. Is if somebody's got tzitzis and he's already put on his tzitzis and he didn't make the bracha, he can still make it afterwards. Why? Because it's still considered being oisik in this mitzvah. So long as it's still being oisik in the mitzvah, that's considered eivala yaziyos, and it's not over with. Hachanami yishleibah b'nei l'chanukah. That you can still make the bracha, even once you've done the halacha, hadlocha. V'af, the inu deyme legamri. Although it's really different. Because by tzitzis and tefillin, you're still doing something. You're wearing the tzitzis, you're tefillin, you're still wearing the tefillin. Here, once you've done the halacha, you go away and you're done. You're not being oisik in the mitzvah any longer. In that respect, is considered. That means mezuzah, you need it still to be there. You finished. If the Ner Chanukah were to go out, there's no further involvement or necessity for what's happening b'chalal. So b'meila, it's a grace of chiddush to be able to stretch Ner Chanukah to be considered a kiyum of the mitzvah, like tzitzis or like tefillin. Dot is a isik, dot is a noch mekayim the mitzvah. V'chein belulu v'chos v'toid nanu av ha'mitzvah v'chein belas v'yosom. Hanugamke Dalkoponim Iruloyam and Anea Mahusa Mitzas Ninua Mutalov Nanamea Mashaike Ben Khadaka the hold of the Shas at Loko Ilvishavan Kashir. If at the Shas Maisa all the criterion were all fit and everything was right, Afim Rega Akha Kopsaner Emutalov Nadlika is not going to do anything further. If it goes out, it's been yoitz and the mitzvah fully, it doesn't need anything any longer. The aim shun giroim the mitzvah masha ain't a delik yosa. There's nothing missing in the mitzvah if it doesn't burn anymore, as opposed to lulav tefillin and tzitzis. The imkain yesh likma yesh lema the mikri avro mitzvosa. As far as his mice is concerned, and as far as the kiyum of the mitzvah is concerned, it's finished once it's done, because what happens afterwards is not relevant anymore for the kiyum of the mitzvah. Nikol mokim kiven the chayil arosh bechadol ikroisam shihi mitzvah. Because the Rosh still calls it a continuation mitzvah, vice versa, there is some keem in what's happening, even if he doesn't need it. Or but if the Rosh says, for that reason, you say, Lahadlik, vice versa, there's still something happening. Aval, it's not doing to the keem of tzitzis or tefillin or mezuzah. Or but the Rosh said, Lahadlik, because there's a hemshach to the keem, could be the gab of this thing, you can still consider Evel Asayosah. Gam. That's number two. Gam das kama poiskim de vechol brochus im loy berach oivel asayosim avorach hachakach. There is a machlekes rishonim whether the oivel asayosim is ma'akev or not. Machlekes Rambam and Oizer Ruah, whether you can make the brocha afterwards or not. Ayin shach yerudeya. Avada, the normal circumstances, you would never allow a person to be able to make a brocha once it's finished with a mitzvah. But Rebbe Kivega says in Kein Benidin Didon, Betziruf Hanisforus. We've got three sforus that we can put together. For somebody who's in the middle of his Hadlokas Neiros and hasn't made the bracha. Svara number one is Das Ali Rabba Devorach Al Hidu. The Ali Rabba holds you make a bracha on the Hidu. Pichoda says Nishka Zoy. And the regular din of Neiruch Alechad Rechad and Nishka Shaykhis. So there's a Machlokas Achrona where they can say a bracha on the Hidu. Ravada, that on its own, Rebbe Kivega would not allow you to do such a thing as a Machlokas in the bracha. But the Ali Rabba holds you can. Number one. Base. The Rosh says, "Kivah the mikra shihu mitzvah meshachat lakosom yech leva the mikra evel asiyosom." Because the Rosh considers it still a considered continued kiyum in the mitzvah, could still consider the mitzvah is still here. Says nish evel asiyosom. Gimel, das hapoiskim dim loy boruch evel asiyosom v'achachakach mikol zeh nira lismuch v'nidah didon the yivorich. Ulo, that's only if you've got all three svaras still kayom. Im koydem de hidlik neiris hanesofis kovorishoinus. The vazel leka snifanal. The mikir shiye mitzvah mikra evrasiyosom that you don't have anymore. If you're already finished with the neiris that you had, given the kovs of odzva and sosa legamri, the initial mitzvah that you had, of the first neir that you've been yotze is over and done with, there's no way that you can still go and make a brocha on the shiye mitzvah if it's out. So you're left with two possible svaras. One is a brocha on the hidur. And what is it? Oivel Asiyosom's not ma'akiv. Oh, but those two together, Rebbe Kivega doesn't allow you to put together tonight. Nish Hidur and Nish Oivel Asiyosom, but the Eved allows you to make it. Only the Tzir of the third Tzad of the Rosh, that it's still considered Shia in the Mitzvah, that may be considered still Be'emtza Mitzvah, those three Sforas together allows you to make a Mitzvah. Hadrin on the Piskud Ravos Anal Eli Rava, we get back to the Machlikas, and Mevorchim Allah Hidur, Vesov Brochus, the Hokel, Kain Nirvi, as this deity. I'd like to mention it's a very interesting Tisefes in the minute and a half that we have remaining. Rabbi Kivega says that once they're out, if you're going to now add the light, you're going to have a problem of Hidur, where the initial mitzvah is over and done with, you've made no brochas devil. So brochas are roya, Rabbi Kivega says you can still make. Either way, because you're making a brocha on the roya and the neiris, that's not a problem. Abel Ahadlik, you can only make Betziruf that the first key and the neiris are still around. So, if you've finished your hadlocker, just to summarize what Rukvega said so far, if you finish the hadlocker on all of them, afterwards to go and make a brocha, so we've got the svara of the Rosh of the Shihui, we've got the svara of Eulasi Yosan, but we don't have the svara of making a brocha on the Hidur Mitzvah, because you've finished with it all. So Pashtas two out of the three on its own Rukvega wouldn't be makel once you've finished. If you're in the middle, the first one's already finished, and then you're doing the next one, so we don't have the svar of the Rosh Hashiyah mitzvah anymore. You can't make the brach. But what I'd like to mention is a very interesting shayla. Rabbi Kivega is mashman, that if the first ones have gone out, you would still light the extra ones for Hidur mitzvah, but you wouldn't be able to make a brach anymore because you don't have the brach of the Shiyah of mitzvah of the Rosh. And this is a great machlik, a great discussion amongst the poskim, because it could be that it's not shaykh to do the Hidur mitzvah anymore if the first ones have gone out. What is the Hidur? The hiddur is to make the numbers, to make Lomazog tonight is number 6. Vizokir HaBeitzah, Grace HaShayla. If tonight you did 4, and the 4 have gone out, let's leave the brochas aside now. Forget the shaylas and the brochas. You made all the brochas on time. You made the brochas to begin with. You only had enough to be able to light 4. Afterwards, you got 2 more, but the 4 have gone out. Is there any mokim to make 6? Akivaltik into Sal Gishmak HaShayla. You could be that the only mile of hiddur is connected the Yomim of Yichar and Meichalakeh. If you're not doing 6, you do 4 now and 2 later. Nishkan hiddur. When I say that Orcha Shulchan state before is the nearly that if somebody didn't have them Bashas Maisa, afterwards to go and do it, if they're not lighting together, you're not being Mechavik Kenegad the Yomim. When Rabbi Kvega is Mashmah clearly Nishtazoi. And Rabbi Kvega is Mashmah, and Andra Zoganech Nishtazoi. The numbers that we have is a number to do 6 Neiris and Dor Ribu Neiris, but it doesn't mean that necessarily that it needs to be Nikkur all in one go, the number 6. Maybe to Santa Shaila. If they've gone out, you do Pashtas an extra 2. It doesn't mean you do them all again, Pashtas. Pashtas, it means you do the extra ones. Hagam has Andras Ogad, that's not telling us anything. And Rukweg is Mashma, you do. But you could no longer, if you didn't make the brocha the first time, you could no longer make a brocha now, because there's no continuation to the first mitzvah, the Gabba, that's not over Lasiyosan anymore. And just to make a brocha on Hiddu, on this Cheshvan, it doesn't allow you to do. So just to summarize the Shaila, because there's a Geshmak HaShaila, to summarize what we've seen, if Kamega's got a Shaila, if somebody makes a brocha in the middle, and he says a brocha on a Hiddur is a Machlekes, Eliyahu Rabba, and Prichodesh, which you can't allow yourself to make a brocha on, and that's not to be mistaken with the brocha that everybody makes individually in his home, although that's only Midi Mahadrin, because Rabbi Kamega understands that the Mahalach over there is that each one is Mechavan, not to be Yotze, and that becomes the Ikechiyuv, that's why you make a brocha, of a Hiddur Alei Nisht. In the case where he's in the middle of the hadlaka, there's a svara of the Rosh that is still considered a hemshach to the maisa of the hadlaka. So that svara, together with the fact that you can make a brocha on the hiddur, together with the fact that Ibn Asiyosa may even not be ma'akev, that tziruf, he allows you to make a brocha in the middle of the hadlaka saneiris, if you haven't made the brochas before. Ka'od the shayla, just to remind ourselves, is only on the lahadlik. Because on the Asar Le Nisim, you could make it anyway, even after Hadlaka, because it's Loigora Bechas Haroya, and on that Rikvegas Machadish, a big Chiddish, that it's Shaykh even for a Madlik to make Bechas Haroya on his own Neiris, it's Loigora than being Roya Neiris or Chaveroy, which is not to be mistaken with the Bach Shaila when the Ishtay was Madlikosu together with the Bruch.